Significant drought will be the limiting factor for yields of hard red winter wheat in the Central Plains this season. The 2026 Wheat Quality Council Kansas Wheat Tour found a wide range of conditions, with severe drought, freeze damage, and disease stressing the crop, according to Wheat Quality Council Interim Executive Director Sean Finney.
And as we moved from Manhattan to Colby, the field just got progressively worse. We saw more evidence of drought and disease and lower yield potential as we moved closer to Colby.
Finney states Northwest Kansas fields are suffering the greatest from drought, with average yield estimates in the low 20 bushel range.
We measured fields that were well below 10. I mean, I think one of the fields we estimated was up 2. And clearly those are going to be abandoned. I'm assuming, I think, you know, the farmer's not going to be able to make revenue if they're to harvest them. So there will be some abandoned fields. I did see evidence of at least one field that was already abandoned. It was obviously that was terminated.
Roughly 60 participants from 16 U.S. states and 3 countries traveled across Kansas last week, scouting fields to estimate yields. After 3 days and nearly 400 field stops, the group pegged the Kansas crop at 218 million bushels, with an average yield estimate of 38.9 bushels per acre. That compares to a 53-bushel yield estimate last year in Kansas. The current drought is also diminishing yield potential in Oklahoma, Colorado, and Nebraska. South Dakota's most recent crop condition report reveals 25% of winter wheat is rated poor to very poor. 39% is fair, 35% of the crop is in good condition, and only 1% is rated excellent. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.